Hey everyone, it's John. I really didn't expect to talk to everybody today, but I was lying in bed thinking about apps and app development, as you do, such as my life. And I thought about something that I wanted to share. It's not about outlining, I'm done with that for now. But it's about the app that Federico reviewed last night called Anotable. It's by an independent developer named Ling Wang. And Ling Wang is just one guy making apps. And why I think this is particularly notable is he's really taken what Sketch should have been and taking it the extra mile and eating its lunch. I mean, Sketch doesn't even exist on iOS anymore. It might actually, I haven't checked. It might be downloadable still, but Sketch has been formally abandoned by Evernote. Sketch started its life, if you don't know the story, it started out in Australia by the team that makes, the small team that makes Comic Life. They had made that app for the Mac, and when Evernote was just starting to push into services and expanding the various things, you know, basically making tools so that you could create more information to dump into Evernote so that you would use up your allotment and then have to buy a subscription. I mean, I think that was basically the business strategy. But so Evernote bought Sketch from the makers of Comic Life. And this was quite a few years ago now, at least 5 years ago, I think. But I'm not going to do any fact-checking for that. So they bought Sketch, and they fairly quickly brought out an iOS app. And the iOS app showed a lot of promise because the UI and interaction model was kind of clever. I mean, it was a very simple app for annotating screenshots, but it had you know, these menus that came out from the bottom corners where you could tap on a dot that represented your currently selected tool, and it would extend out on the X and Y axes to show you different options that you could pick. But the app never really went anywhere substantial. And all you have to do is look what's in Anotable to see what it could have been. They did come out at one point with an extension that was horribly broken. For me, it just never worked. Most of the time, it just crashed. So you weren't able to annotate any screenshots directly within your photo roll using that extension. And that broken extension sat on the store for months. And then I think it was this past January that Evernote announced that they were abandoning Sketch altogether on iOS, which is a shame because even though it was a very simple app, it was free. It suited a lot of people's needs, and it was pretty well done, at least in its initial iteration. When I did a screenshot roundup article back in December, one of the things that really struck me, and really the reason I did a roundup, was that there's a lot of interesting tools, and a lot had one or two or three really interesting features that worked well. But there was no real one solution that I could point to and say, this is the one you should buy because this one will do anything you need. So as Federico mentions in his review that he put out last night, he had a folder full of, you know, a handful of different apps that he would use for different purposes because they had different editing tools in them. And I had the same thing. I would suspect anybody who's a heavy screenshot marker upper person, you know, a writer, for instance, is going to have that same folder and have those same apps installed on their iOS devices. But the purpose of this recording today isn't really to talk about the Anotable itself, because Federico does a great job in the review covering what it does, and I really like it. I'm right there with him in terms of this being a great all-in-one app. What's cool about it to me is that it shows just what independent software development on iOS and Mac can be and why it's necessary to the platforms, because this is just one person who had a really good idea, a strong vision for what the app should be, and basically ate the lunch of Evernote, who couldn't quite get it together to advance and evolve a fairly simple app, despite their VC funding and their teams of people. Like I said, just one person with really good development skills, good programmer, with a focused vision on what the app should be. And it's exactly those kind of people that we need to continue to develop, and that's why it's important that the App Store evolve and work not just for the big publishers, but also for the small guys, because an app like Anotable is a niche app, and it's not going to get the attention and love from big players. That's not the kind of app that Google's going to make, or really, obviously, Evernote had enough interest to continue making. It's only the kind of app that you're going to see from individuals who want to serve that more narrow audience. And I like the business model here, because most of the features, you can try all the features. You can try all the different kinds of things you can do with a screenshot in this app. But certain of them are paid. And they're paid at what I think is a fair price for what the app does. The launch sale is $7.99, and it's going up to, I think, $12 later on. That might seem like a lot of money to some people, given the current state of iOS apps, but it's not if it's a tool that you're using to help you run your business and make money for yourself. This app is going to save a lot of time, I know, for me personally and a lot of other people who do screenshots. And frankly, doing screenshots is one of those time sinks that you have to do with every article that can be kind of a drag, and it's good to have a good, efficient workflow. And being able to go to just one app and annotate a screenshot is going to be a real help moving forward. So I think the business model works because anybody who wants to give it a try can try it out. Try all the features. If the more advanced ones aren't for them, you don't have to buy them. You can stick with the simple features that are free if you have simple needs for screenshots. Or if you're somebody who really wants to have all the features unlocked, I don't think it'll be a tough call for most people in that position to pay the $8 or ultimately $12 to help them get their work done. So I guess that's about it. I mean, to me, this makes me optimistic for independent software development, because it's apps like these that show me that there is still a thriving community out there. And I'm going to keep my eye on this one, because I think this is a good test case for whether this kind of app serving this kind of narrow market at this price point can succeed. And I really hope it does, because I think we need more apps like this. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Bye-bye.